NYC Mayor Zoran Mamdani claims transgender lives are not political on Trans Day of Visibility. By Amy Furr on March 31, 2026. New York City Socialist Democrat leader Mayor Zoran Mamdani is claiming transgender people's lives are not a political issue. Mamdani made his comments Tuesday in a social media post after former President Joe Biden, D., in 2024 declared March 31 as Transgender Day of Visibility. Today is Trans Day of Visibility. Trans, non-binary, and gender non-conforming people have always been here. From the Hijra of India to the Danae Nadlihi to the leaders who built the modern LGBTQIA+ movement here in New York, Mamdani wrote. Your existence is not up for debate. Your lives are not a political issue. We're fighting for a city where every trans New Yorker can live openly, safely, and with joy, he added. Despite Mamdani's claim that transgender people's lives were not a political issue, Biden in 2024 named March 31 Transgender Day of Visibility, which fell on Easter Sunday, the day Christians celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, according to Breitbart News. The Biden White House has made the promotion of transgenderism a cornerstone of its policy agenda, with Biden in his 2024 State of the Union address pledging loyalty to transgender Americans, the outlet said at the time. Notably, Biden's Assistant Secretary for Health and Human Services, Admiral Rachel Levine, was a man living as a woman. Prior to becoming mayor, Mamdani said he wanted to spend $65 million on sex change drugs and surgeries for minors and adults if he was elected, calling it gender-affirming care. Per Breitbart News. Gender-affirming care is a euphemism used by transgender activists to hide the grotesque nature of sex change surgeries and drugs, which includes double mastectomies, the removal of healthy breasts, female and male genital mutilation and removal, facial feminization and masculinization, hormone treatments, and puberty blockers that can cause chemical sterilization. Similarly, Levine was against age limits for transgender treatments, according to Breitbart News. Mamdani's statement comes amid controversy surrounding so-called transgender men using women's bathrooms and locker rooms, making the biological females feel uncomfortable and causing them to question their safety, and the issue of biological men in women's sports. Click here to read more articles about transgender issues.